Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Ayin. Daf Ayin, and we are on Samach Tes Amid Beis. Second to last line, last word. Amarav. Daf Ayin, here we go. Amarav. Kol Sha'olun Lo Bechevel Havishir. We are still talking about when somebody sells certain property, what is included in the property and what is not included in the property when they sell it. So the Rashbam says the case that we're talking about now is where you sell a field, but you say except for a tree. Except for the tree. So like we said at the end of yesterday's shiur. So what trees are included? Because you didn't specify. So, kol she'olo lo b'chevel havishiur, any tree that you have to use a rope to get up to the top to get the fruit. So havishiur, that is a shiur, that is considered, you must be leaving out the important trees, and if you have to get use a rope to get there, so that's an important tree. So therefore, that must have been left out of the sale. Kol she'ein lo, ein olam lo b'chev alo avishir. But if you don't have to use a rope to get to the tree, to get up to the fruit in the tree, so lo avishir, that's not considered a leaving out. That's what the Rav said. But the Dayani Gola Amri, but the judges of Gola, Dayani Gola, as we're going to mention in the past, the last daf of the first parak of Sanhedrin discuss, there's a nickname for various different Amorahim. So Dayani Gola, Rashi quotes here, the Rashbam quotes here, is for Shmuel and Karna. So they say, Amri, a different definition of what trees are included and what not. Not if you use a rope or not, but Kol Sheha'ol Kovsho Lo Havishir. Kol she'eina ol kovsho havishir. What does that mean? If I have a team of oxen that are that's pulling a plow next to the tree, is the tree so soft that it's going to be bent by the plow that goes near them, or is the tree strong and hard enough that it's not going to move? So, if the ol is kovsho, if the yoke is going to push it down, so that's not a shear, meaning that's not such an important tree. Lechor, it was included in the sale. But if the ol is not kovashit, meaning it's a hard tree, and it doesn't move, so havi shear, so then that is a shear, and he must have left it for himself. Velo pligi, and we say there's no machlokas between Rav and the Dayani Gola, habedikli habeilani. The question is, what kind of trees are we talking about? Are we talking about dekalim, the palm trees? That's Rav. Palm trees, right? We know have the fruit. The dates grow all the way on top, right? If you have the palm trees, that's why you measure it by ropes. You have to, if it's a big tall tree, that you have to get a rope or not to get up. So that's the measurement. But bilani, by other fruit, they could grow lower down. And even if you don't have to use a rope, it could be that it's chashuv. So therefore, we have a different measurement whether the plow pushes it or not. Interesting, just as an aside, that the Dayani Gola, sometimes the Gemara quotes, you know, the nicknames, and doesn't quote the Beferish names. If you look in the this is the classic of the Meiri. Sure, so I never went through the whole thing, but in the Akdam of the Meiri, he talks about a lot of different things. But sure, there he explains why he uses nicknames. Out of all the Rishonim, every other Rishon says the name. But the Meiri has a nickname. We know what they are. Gdoli HaMechabrim, he calls the Rambam. Gdoli HaMefarshim, he calls Rashi. Gdoli HaDoros, I think he calls the Hashlamer or the Ravid. So he has a nickname. So why does he do it? Why doesn't he just call them by name? It's not that he's even being anonymous, saying the idea and let us judge based on the idea, not based on the person. We know who the person is because we know who the nickname is. But that's his style. His style is to give everyone maybe it's Alt Covet. He doesn't want to say the name. He just wants to say Gdolei HaMechabrim. So the answer is there. We just have to, maybe we should all do our homework. Boy mine Ravacha Barhuna Meir Sheshes. Ravacha Barhuna asked Rav Sheshes. Continuing the Umdana question about if you say something, what do you mean? Chutz mecharav ploni, chutz misadan ploni mahu. What if you, if a beferish, exclude a tree which would have been excluded otherwise? Like our Mishnah said, the sadan and the charav are excluded. So why did you exclude one specific one? Mahu. Oso charav hudulokani. Should we understand this that you are excluding that charuv, hashar charuvim kani, but other ones are included. Even if though, if you wouldn't have said anything, all the charuvim would have been excluded. But because here you specified one, it might be the other ones are included. Odilma or shar charuvim amilo kani, or maybe not. Maybe all you did, you specified which a specific one, but really what you meant is that this one and all the other ones. But you just wanted to make sure, but you didn't do it on purpose. You didn't do it to exclude the other ones. So why would you have done it? So look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam explains about the halfway in the Dibur Maskil Chutz Mecharuv. It's about halfway into the skinny lines. V'hai chutz, last two words on the line. V'hai chutz mechar of ploni, that which she specified, one, dika'amar, why did you specify, if you meant all of them, this is according to the second side of the question, two possibilities. L'shayer derech l'hai dek on this kavein, v'lo l'mayit ashar, maybe, possibility number one is, you not only want to exclude this tree, you want to exclude the path that leads to the tree. You're right, all the charuvim are excluded, but this one is so important to you, you want to even exclude the path that leads to the tree. That's why you specified this one, but you didn't mean to exclude the other trees, number one. Or, afilu l'rabbanan, maybe another pshat, even according to the rabbanan, you could say, why did you exclude chutz b'char ploni? Tibiyahu charuv haya chafetz yoser, v'lo haya rotesh yitve'enu lokeach l'din, u'l'charuv zeh yichavim l'shufra d'shtara. You're right, you have no halachic difference between all the different charuvin. Why did you specify this one? Because you wanted this one to be above and beyond any din Torah that is possible in the future. You're right, all of them belong to you. But just as we said yesterday, there's a concept of shufra d'shtara, being extra careful in the shtar so that Bezdin doesn't make any mistakes, so that none of the parties can bring you to a din Torah. So to here, and the Rashbam ends off, kein nira be'enai v'ikr. I think these are true. That either he mentioned this one to exclude also the path towards the tree, or to give this tree, Shufra Deshtara, make it beyond any type of Dintara. So that's the question. Back to the Gemara. The question is, if you exclude a one specific Charuv, are you excluding that one and no other? Or are you just giving an example? Answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, Lo. Afilu Shar Chiruv, I'm sorry, I skipped. Amar Lei, Lo Kana. Lo Kana, it's not Kona. Meaning, none of the trees. None of the trees are nikveh. So I didn't specify this one to exclude the other ones. Eisvei, also another try. Chutz bechar of ploni, chutz misadan ploni, lo kana. So my lap, osuchar avud lo kana, shachru vikana. Shouldn't we medayik in this brisa? That only the specific charav is not nikneh, but others would be nikneh. Against the answer that we just gave from Rav Sheshes, Amalei, lo! Don't be medayik like that. Afilu shar chiruvin nami lokana. Even other chiruvin also are not nikneh. Like Rav Shesha said, Teda, I'll prove it to you. I'll give you a svara. De ilu amalei. If the person said, all right, little cool this morning in the rainy, so maybe that's the runny nose. Teda, de ilu amalei sadi mechur lecha chutz misade plonis. If somebody sells their field, sells and it says excluding sade plonis, I'm selling you field A, and I say I'm not selling you field B. It happens to be field B is next to field A, but I say I'm selling you field A. So what do I have to say I'm excluding field B for? It's totally what you're going to say. Hahihu delo kani ha achranaisa kani. What if I exclude field B? So what is that understanding? That I'm selling you field A, but not field B, so automatically I should include field C? Does that make sense? Just because I exclude something that is not included in the sale anyway, does that mean I include other things not in the sale? Of course not. So elo kana. Of course you're not kona anything else. Just because you excluded something not in the sale, you're just mentioning that to mention the border, but you're not including anything else that shouldn't be included. So, achanami lokana, see here too, when I exclude one charuv, one carob tree, that does not mean to include other carob trees. They're all excluded from the sale. And just like I excluded one, the others follow suit. The Rashbam has a nice lashon here, line 5 in the fifth wide line in the middle. Ubishvil sha'amar shtus zeh. Because he said this piece of shtus, this piece of meaningless information, because it would have counted anyway. Chutz misade ploni ein lanu lomar shemacher masheroz shelo ratzal limkar. Just because I say, you know what, I'm selling you this milk, and by the way, I'm not selling you the toast. Of course I'm selling you the toast. I said I'm selling you the milk. There's no point of it. So in the earlier case where you say a specific one, the Rashbam gave some svaris why you said it. But really, halachically, it's not really counted, and therefore, we cannot be medayik anything from it. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef also has an important, more halachic statement based on this. Doesn't quote this line about the shtus zeh, but the statement in the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef on Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph in the Daf Yarif says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef mizos ha-halacha nafgalan, or the third wide line in the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. From this halacha you learn delo daikinan bidvarav shel adam inyan sheyihiyeh kinegdo. We're never medayik in the words of a person himself, something that'll be against what he says. We're not going to use his words against him, right? No, nothing that you say can be used against you. Im lo amar mamish. If you say something explicitly, so then we can use that against you. That's the concept of hodos baldin, possibly. I owe you $100. Hodos baldin kvei edim dami. Fine. But if you say something, and it can be interpreted one way or the other way, we could be medayik, possibly to go against, to say something against you, you never do that. That's what you learn from here. Ben olam neima de derech hashtushu shedibur lo tzarech. So it's a halachic principle that if I say something that can be interpreted one of two ways, so we don't use it against you. Again, we have to see how this works with the general principle of Amotzei Mechaver Olam Araya. If you're not sure, if you're mesupik, so you say Amotzei Mechaver. But that sometimes could be just in terms of the din, not in terms of what a person's kavana was. Here, says the Nemuki Yosef, if we're not sure what a person's kavana was, we don't rule against him, because we don't assume a person would be coming to court to specify something against him unless he says it beferish. Right? This gets into the sugya of a little bit of Eina Adam Mesem Asma Rasha. We discussed a couple of weeks ago that a person cannot self-incriminate himself. That's really more for Onshim, for Malkus, for Misa. But here it's saying it in an extended sense, and that is anything that you say, and we can be medayik something from your words, possibly, we don't use that against you. That's the Nemuki Yosef here, expanding upon the Rashba. Okay, v'ikat amri. Now we have another version of the Gemara, similar the question and answer. By minei Rav Acha bar Huna Merav Sheshes. Same people in the conversation. Chutz mechatzi charev ploni. Chutz mechatzi sadan ploni ma'u. What if I didn't exclude a specific carob tree? I excluded half of a specific carob tree. So now, does that make it worse? What did I say? Half. The other carob trees, for sure, you're not kona because you didn't talk about them. But hamasha shiba osa charav kani. Why did I specify a half a carob tree? Maybe I specified it because I want to exclude the rest of this carob tree, and the rest of this carob tree is included in the sale. Odilma, or no, afilu masha shiba osa charav nami lokani. Even within this charav, what you said is not kona. Why did you say this? Okay, unclear. Why would you use such a lashon? You're not even getting half of this carob. You're not getting half of this carob tree. So he meant to say you're not getting the whole carob tree. It's not meant to exclude anything. But that is the Gemara's question. What do you say? So I'm like, same answer, lo kana. Right? No, he's not kona even the other half. Eisvei, same question, but with a different version of a brisa. Chutz mechatzi charev ploni. Chutz mechatzi sadan ploni, excluding half a carob, or half the sadan ploni, shar cheruv lo kana. The other carob trees, one is not kona. So my love, shar cheruv lo kana. So we should be bedayik that the other cheruv are not nikne. Hamash ashir bosa charev kana. But within that charev, it is kona. Shouldn't that be, even if you want to say, you can say this is based on an imtib salomar, even if you want to say in the first case, if you exclude one, we're not excluding others, but if you exclude half, we're probably not, we are excluding the other half. And where it says, no, I'm really low. Where it says, afilu mashashir ba'osachar nami lokana. No, even what is excluded within that charev is not excluded. Meaning the whole charev is excluded and kept for the seller. Teda, and I'll prove it to you. Same svara. Dilu amalai said in mechura lacha chutz mechatzi sada ploni. If I say I'm selling you field A and I'm not selling you half of field B, which is not included. So what? You're going to say the other half of field B is included automatically? He said I'm only selling you field A. Ahu dilo kana hayida kana? No, of course not. Ela lo kani? No, field B would not be included in that case. Right, it doesn't matter because you're not selling it. Hachanami lo kani. So here too, it is not kone. Okay, that ends right now the section on what kind of trees are included in the sale and whatnot. And now we happen to have a very important lumdisha section stuck in here, which one wouldn't think it would be here, but it's brought here. The Rashbam says because later on we're going to quote the Dayani Gola again. So as we're going to quote the Dayani Gola here, that's why it's here. But really, this is a Maseches Bava Metzia, but Maseches Shvuos topic. But up until the Mishnah, we have an amud of real lumdis that they learn in the yeshivas. As I said, these prakim generally are not so learned, but these few lines are always focused on. Here we go. Last skinny line. Ba'i minei Rav Amram Rav Chisda. Rav Amram Rav Chisda, the following question. Hamafkid eitzel chaveru b'shtar. If somebody gives somebody a pikadon b'shtar, I have a shtar that I gave you my watch to guard. V'yomalo, and when I bring the shtar to you and I say, can I have my watch back? You say, hechzartim l'cha. I gave it back to you yesterday. I gave it back, but for some reason, I didn't take the shtar back. No, usually I take the shtar, but he should have taken the shtar back. He should have taken the shtar and ripped it up. But he didn't. So the question is he who he believed here? What's the issue? As we'll see in a minute, right? Do you believe the shtar or do you believe the person? Mahu. Mi amrinan migu. Di'ibayi amar ne'ensu mehemin. He could have said, we're not talking about a shoel here. We're talking about either a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. So this shomer could have said that an ones occurred. Could have said that an ones occurred and he would have been believed. He would have been believed. This is something that Rishonim here discuss. We're going to speak about other issues, but so one of the issues discussed is that, do you say the concept of migu? I could have claimed A, so believe me, on B, do you say that even if he would have to take a shvua on A? Even if he would have said, so what kind of great taina is that? He could have said it. He would have had to swear about it. So right from this gemara that migu works, even with a shvua. Even if he would have to take a shvua on the other claim, it works, because nansu, we're going to get to that on the top of Amud Beis. That's one of the shvuas hashomrim. You have to swear about what happened. And still, the gemara is saying maybe the migu should work. So do we say when somebody says, I gave it back to you, he could have claimed it was nanas, and then if it was nanas, there's no way I could have taken, I wouldn't have taken back the shtar, so I would have been believed. So therefore, Hashanabi Mehemin, so believe him also. In this case, that he says, I returned it already, and for some reason I just didn't take the shtar. O Dilma, or do we say, no, Omerle, we don't say the shomer is believed. We say the mafkid is believed. Why? Because he could say to him, shtarcha biyadech, biyadi, my boy. Shtarcha biyadi, your shtar in my hands, why is it? Meaning, why do I have the shtar? The shtar, the fact that I have the shtar, means that you didn't pay me back. You didn't give it back. So that's the shaila. Do you say migu in the face of this shtar? So what is the root of the question here? A lot to talk about. What is the root of the question? So the Rashbam says, this is a question of fourth to last line in the Rashbam. Ukimo mali l'shaker b'makom edim dami. V'lom rita mali l'shaker. Migu can't beat witnesses. We know the power of a migu. So we know various understandings of how migu works. That believe me with A, because I could have said B. Rabbi Chanan writes in a few places, beginning of the second chelik of Kovet Shiurim. So Pashtus, the one of the tzadim, is that because believe it because he could have lied with a better claim, and you would have believed him. So the fact that he didn't, it must be that he's telling the truth. That's called Malo L'Shaker. So says the Rashbam, the issue here is Migu B'Makom Edim. That's the rule, that's the sugi here. Because a shtar is like Edim that he didn't pay back. That is the Rashbam. If you look in the Ritva has a little different lashon. He says the issue here is Migu B'Makom Chazaka. Shtar wouldn't be strong enough to be called Edim, but it would be called Migu B'Makom Chazaka. That's the lashon of the Ritva. But because of that, he says, one second, Migu Makam Chazaka, and we're about to answer this. We're about to answer that he is Naaman, right? That Migu beats the Chazaka. So says the Ritva, one second, don't you remember what we did a couple of months ago, right? Earlier in the Masechta on Daf Hei Amabez, we had the Sugya of Migu Makam Chazaka, Amrina Lo Amrina. Right? We said the guy who pays within the amount of time, right? So do we say Migu Makam Chazaka? So it says the Ritva, if this is the Sugya, Migu Makam Chazaka, why don't we use this Gemara to prove earlier? Migu, right? Michael B. Boyalite, Haperakamad Vishmaitza. We said we had the question, Velo Ifshita. V'yishlomar says the Ritva, crucial line, She'ein Kol HaChazakos Shavos. You can't compare every Chazaka. Maybe all Edim you could compare. But even if you say Migu Makom Chazaka in one place, you don't say it in another place. Migu Makom Ein Kala Chazaka Shavos. Vahainu. Dehasam lo Efshita v'ach Efshita. Thiabrina Migu Makom Chazaka Su. This Chazaka could be weaker. Our Chazaka. Why? Because this Chazaka that a person, right, what's the Chazaka here? According to the Ritva. If I have a shtar, it must be that you didn't pay back. That's not such a strong Chazaka. Possibly, says the Ritva. It's not as strong as the other chazakas of eight other poria patops mano. Different types of levels of chazaka. And therefore, it would work. And that's what he says here. V'shamina mina damina migo afilu kishisorach shvua daraisa. As I just said before. You see from here, this migo works even if you need a shvua daraisa. On the other claim, still says the Ritva, it works. So the Rashbam calls this question, The issue of migu b'makam edim. The Ritva calls this question migu b'makam chazaka. The Shita b'kubetzes has a third view. Shita b'kubetzes has a third view of what this question is. The last volume of the Shita, volume Vav, on Baba Basra. Not here, but the Shita earlier on the Vav in Mitzheim Abayis, but it's really printed on the Vav there. He says, you know what the issue is of this case? A shtar is kegavui dami. When I have a shtar against you, it's as if I partially collected this already, and I am the muchsak. So that's the issue. Do I say a migu lahotzi? I have a migu, I'm trying to take it away from you. It's as if I have it. I have the bikadon? No. Halachically, it's as if you, the mafkid, still have the bikadon, because I wrote a shtar written on this. So is this migu lahotzi or not? That is the issue. That is this, if you have it, if you have the actual item, that's for sure migu lahotzi. But even if you don't have the item, maybe because of the shtar, it is considered migu lahotzi. Related to this shita are two makaris that we'll mention. One of them is the Ksos. The Ksos talks about this Shita. He says, V'yo nirlani as daiti. The Ksos, the Siman Pei Gimel. The Lo Mahani, and again, this is a very crucial issue to know. Machlokes, Rashbam, Ritva, Shita. What is the issue the Gemara is discussing? Is it a Migu issue? It is a Migu issue, but what's the Migu issue? Is it a Migu Makam Edim? Is it a Migu Makam Chazaka? Is it a Migu possible Ahotzi? Because that's what a Shtar says. A Shtar says, Kagavu Dami. Says the Ksos. So the question that the Ksos and the disciple are dealing with is, Shtar ha'omi ligvos kagavi dami? That's a machlokas b'shamay beis hillel. We pass it like beis hillel. Shtar ha'omi ligvos lav kagavi dami. So that's the whole svara to possibly say kagavi dami. Like we said, it relates to a little bit what we discussed yesterday. A future status, destiny, impacting right now. Right? Kala ome ligzos kagazi dami. Kagazis dami. Kala ome listrof. So here too. Kala ome ligvos kagavi dami. So says the Ksos says a specific idea, but then the stipler says a major idea, which we have to remember for life. But first the Ksos says, V'yo nirlani as daiti. Delo mahani migo lahotzi b'shtar, ela b'shtar, degavi mi mishabdi, te'is be'achrayis. A shtar, that is going to be strong enough to say migu lahotzi, like the Shita B'kubetzes says, is only if it's a shtar which has achrayus, which you could collect from mishubadim with, because that means that I already have a claim on your property. Nechasim dezehavi kegavui v'af algav da'anan kaimalon kebeis hillel delav kegavui. That we pass it, it's not considered kagavui. Mikom makom kasav haramban deleinyin ze havi migu lahachzik. Kiva dahavi kagavui. It's considered kagavui regarding the halachas of migu, even though it's not considered kagavui regarding other halachas. It's not really mine, but it's enough mine in this context. Aval b'shtar she'ein govei bo mishabdi. So then it would never be strong enough. V'yem kein hu adin lini migu lahotzi ein aval b'shtar she'ish brach rayis dahavi kagavui. V'kiva de muktam, it continues. So that is just a limitation of the Shita B'kubetzes, says the Ksos, that it's only by a shtar that collects from Mishubatim. That is number one. But then we have a stipler. This is a very important stipler that we have to talk about. The stipler in Simin Lamed Dalid in Baba Basra. Says the stipler, Vahanira Bazeh. Again, he's asking this question. How could we suggest that it's Kagavi Dami, that's the Pshat of the Gemara here, if we suppose it like Beis Hillel? Says the stipler, what does it mean Kagavi Dami? What's the Machlokas Peshamai Beis Hillel? If I have a shtar connected, and your stuff is meshubit, and we'll have to remember this stipler for the last sugya Baba Basra. He says, what does that mean? Everybody agrees to the concept of shibud. So when I have a shibud against your property, I am quote unquote muchzak in it according to everybody, says the stipler. He doesn't quote it, but the Ritva in Kiddushin uses the lashon that shibudim are even a miksas kinyan. So says the stipler, everybody agrees that shibud creates that the makes the baal hashtar, the one who's holding the shtar, a muchzak. But is he the bailim? There's a difference between being the muchzak and being the bailim. Says the stipler, even Beis Hillel agrees that if you have a shtar, even if you say kagavi dami, that even if you say lav kagavi dami, you're considered sitting muchzak on the shtar. The shtar afsura da'ara, ubakarka, deleka, inyan, muchzak, mamish, you can't grab land, you can't hold land anyway. So what does it mean you're muchzak on land? What does it mean? You have a claim on it. That's what it means you're muchzak on land. You can't hold it in your hands. So therefore, if you have a shtar on it, that's already considered muchzak. Zeh shetofe shtaron mechshav muchzak ba'akarka. Elo de Beis Hillel Savri. But what does Beis Hillel say? Nehi dehavi ketafus b'hanachasim. Find you're considered tafus and muchzak. Mikol makom, akati eno bailim shel hanachasim. Da akati lav didaininhu. De balchov mikanu lahabagove. You are a holder, but you are not an owner. You are a muchzak and not a bailim. That's the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you're even considered a bailim on what the sheba that you have. Ube Shammai Savri, to bilvad the chashav muchzak for toughest banachasim. Kfar nechshav kagavu idami bailim alav. La bailim gomor elatzad mamona is like kfar aidesha omeid ligvos. Ule inyan dina da ha mosi mechavero alav araya, bailim vade odafi muchzak. Generally, regarding ha mosi mechavero, Bailim is going to beat Muchzak in this case. But then he quotes now at the end. V'yalpia mavur, d'gamla beisela chashe bal ashtar ka Muchzak, mavur, machgaz of atosvis, we have it from the Shita, d'bal hashtar neman v'migo, v'lo avi migo lahotzi, b'shut d'nak at shtara, ulid yulei chashe migo lahotzi, he discusses whether this is called a migo lahotzi or not. So he said, if it's Muchzak versus Bailim, then maybe it would be considered a migo lahotzi. But that is his discussion. You got to look through, he quotes many different sources, but that's Simon Lamedalid in the Stipler, relating to our case. Good. So now we continue. So all we did was the question so far, right? We have the question, again, back to the Gemara of Amram, Master of Chizda, that what do you say if I come to you and say, can I please have my object back? I have a shtar that you're guarding it for me. And the guy says, I returned it already. So do we say Migu? He could have said it was Ne'anas, and then he would have been believed, so to here or not. What's the answer? Amar Lei Mehemen, he's believed, period. Oh my lay. Should we talk more first or should we continue? Let's talk for a second. So Amar Lei Mehemen, so he is believed. So there's another discussion in the Rishonim here. Tosfos, second Tosfos, Odilma. Tosfos says, why does the Gemara say that he has a migu that ne'ensu? Why doesn't he have a migu that mizuyaf? Maybe it's a forged star. Why? Because Afilu Amanda Amar says Tosus, Odilma. Afilu Amanda Amar, Mo Dibishtar Shakasvud Sarach Lakaimo. We know that if somebody, Mo Bishtar Shakasvud, even if I, the Lova, admit that the star was written, I agree that the star was written. There's still a din that you have to be Makayim the star, Kiyim Shtaris, right? One of three ways. Either have the Edom testify that these are our signatures, or get another star that you could compare the two, or get two other people to testify that these are the Edom's signatures. So even, according to the Manda Amr, that says you have to be Makayim Shtar, Umekayim Lova Loma de Baruahu, and a Lova is believed to say that the it's paid up. Velo Amar MK Shtar Chabiyadech Maiboy. We don't say it over there. In the case of Ksubis, we don't say that he's Ne'eman. We don't say that he could say Shtar Chabiyadech Maiboy. So what's the whole Shaila of the Gemara? Why doesn't he have a Migu that he could have said it was totally forged? Because he didn't admit to it here. So Tosfos says three answers. But basically all the answers are saying, don't compare Milve and Pikadon. That's the answer. The context over there is a case of Milvet, where you have a shy that I borrowed money from you. Don't compare that to the case here, where it's about that I have your Pikadon. What's the difference between Milvet and Pikadon? Tosfos has three answers. Number one, who has the obligation to write the shtar? So by the case of Milvet, it's the Lova's obligation. So there, it could very well be that when I paid you back, I didn't take the shtar back. Because you're still holding it, because I gotta pay the sofer back. You laid out the money for the sofer, the pshiti the safri, so that's why there's a reason why you still have the shtar. Mashenkein here, the nifka doesn't have to write it, so therefore he for sure should have taken it back if he returned the item. One difference. Second difference, Va'od says Tosfos, the Hasam Love Mamin Lamalve, Laniach Shtar Biyado, why did the Love believe the Malve? You did me such a good deed, right? He's a tzaddik. He lent me money. So if he lent me money, so I'm going to let him keep it. I'm not going to make myself so crazy if he lent me the money. But here, there's no reflection that the Nifkad believed the Mafkin. And therefore, he would never return the Bikadon unless he takes the Shtar. Two. And finally, the third answer Tosfos says is that since the Malva did him a favor, Since he did him a favor, so that's why he's not going to be so medactic. Not that he was ma'amin him specifically, but that he did him a favor. Because he did him a favor, I'm not going to be so medactic to take the star back. Either way, three answers, Tosa says, to be mechalik between milve and pikadim. So let's continue now the conversation, and then we will get back to it. So the Gemara, so Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Master of Chizda. So, who wins? Do you say Shtarcha biyadi my boy, or do you say that he's believed to say I gave it back to Amar Lehem, and he's believed to say he gave it back, meaning he beats the star. The star loses. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean?" He continues, "Valeimale Shtarcha biyadi my boy." But what do you mean? What about Shtarcha biyadi my boy? Says the Rashba. He just said that before. What do you add on? He says, "What about Shtarcha biyadi my boy?" Says the Amon. He says again, "My Shtarcha biyadi my boy." Says the Rashba. No, he was really asking him two things: what's the din and what's the reason. So, first question he said, he answered it, and that's the din. But now he's wanting to know, what's the reason? That's the two things that are asked by Rav Amram, right? Says the Gemara. My kakash is to the Rav Amram. Bidi early, the Rav Amram, din of a taima kaboy minay. V'chi ahad elei Rav Kahana, denemon akadi boy minay taima boy. Right? He's asking him, what is the reason? Inami, or he has another possibility. He says, maybe the conversation is over, and now it's only the Gemara talking. The conversation is over. It says Amar Leh, but don't take that so literally. It means the hide the kamar of a lemalay, lav of Amram Havi, el Talmudahu de boy lelevuri milsa. It's the narrator. It's not the, it's the Amoritic narrator, right? It's not the, conversation. Okay, either way. So he says, why can't he say it? Boy, Amar Leh, ula taimech, so he says, 1 minute. Ula taimech, Amar Leh nansu. Even if he would have said Nansu, which we say would have worked, Mimatsi Amarle Shtarcha Biyadei my boy, would Shtarcha Biyadei my boy work by Nanas? Of course it wouldn't. So Amarle, 1 second. Sof, Ki Amarle Nansu, Lav Shvua boy? At least if he claims Nanas, he would have to at least swear about it. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Hachanami, my Nema Bishvua, so too here. He would also have to take a Shvua here, and that's why he would be Nema with a Shvua to beat the Shtar. Okay, this Sugya is one of the Sugyas that all the little bit in the Rishonim, but it is flushed out in a major way by the Achronim. What exactly is the power of a shtar? What does a shtar do? What does a shtar say? A shtar says that Reuven lent Shimon money, but a shtar says a lot more than that. The Pri Moshe in his Sefer Eidus Shebishtar in Simon Beis, he talks about this a little bit, quoting some Rishonim, where he says Yish Lachkar Al Maha Eidim Shebishtar Meidim. What do the Eidim say in the shtar? It's discussed a little bit in the Gemara also, but it's fleshed out by the Achronim. Do when the Edom are on the star, do they testify about everything that happened in the star? They testify that it is true? Or maybe not. Or they say, we have no idea. The star says that Reuven lent Shimon money. We have no idea. But all we know is that Shimon obligated himself to pay. But we don't know exactly what happened. They came to us after the loan was made. It could be. And the Lobe, the Dasam Mischayev, admits that, you know, writes a star. So that's a discussion and he quotes. That's seems to be a machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim. How are you supposed to understand it? Again, are they testifying about what happened or just about the Chiyev? But one might be able to go further than that. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of his Yartzeit drushes, he gave one Yartzeit drusha, Osios Niknos B'Mesira. So the way that I've heard was that all of his Yartzeit drushes were all Aruch Chaim related. Kriya Shema, Psuka de Zimra, Covenant Onik Shabbos, and Tzitzis, Mesorah. And then one time he tried to give a shir on real hardcore lumdus. Osios Nikos Ben Mesira. Are you allowed to sell a star and the koach of the star? And he did it once, then he went back to other Aruch Chaim Moed, Shavala Kol Nefesh topics. But here, maybe someone out there was at this drusha and knows more of the history. But says the Rav Soloveitchik there in the Osios Niknos B'Mesira, in his Shirim for Yartzeit Drashas, he writes, he talks about the shtar. And he says there are rayas, that a shtar is even more. A shtar is even more than just saying what happened. And his big raya is a Rambam. The Rambam Paskins. Let's say if I have an eight echad b'shtar. I have a shtar with an eight echad. And you say that you paid up already. I have a star that says you owe me $100 with 1/8 signed on it. And the other person says that I paid already. You know what the halacha is? The Rambam says, you're chayiv shvua daraisa. Shvua seid echad. Chayiv shvua seid echad. That's if the 8 echad is here today. What do you mean? If it's just written in the star, is that, does that count? Does that count as an Eid Echad? So what do you see from that? I'll read you the language. Lefichach, the Rambam Minhilchos Toin V'Nitan, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. Shtar sheyesh bo eid echad v'ta'an shepra'o hareze mechuyev shvua v'ini achol ishava umishali in the case of ini achol ishava. But you see, the eid echad b'shtar is mamish like an eid echad standing here today and saying you owe. What do you see from that Rambam among other sources? Writes the Rav. Shtar halo meyid tamid ala tofes shehu bala shtar umi gufo shel ashtar mevatz betzes v'ole hochacha l'chol ta'anosav. A shtar talks. A shtar says that everything that the Baal HaShtar is saying is true. Even though what he's claiming, it doesn't even talk about in the shtar. For example, he's saying, you didn't pay me back yet. Doesn't say that anything in the shtar, but that's the koach of the shtar. When the shtar is in the Baal HaShtar's hand, it's as if the shtar is saying, I'm not paid up yet, I'm a kosher shtar, the chiv is still intact. Ein rayas ashtar negatinus parati shalove hochachat stadit. Elamahave hagodem mifureshes al yidei eide hashtar hamachishes tainus alove. That's what shtarcha biyodi my boy means. It means that there's an eid of shebashtar here. Kol kochos shel ashtar benogei lebirur uvdos v'desibos. Shelo purtu bo miyusar ha'alacha shel eidem ha'chatsum ben al ashtar. Nasa kibish nekri disu bebezdin. Right? Reish lakish is din. Kiin daf gimel daf talad or so. Right? That eidem that are on the shtar is as if they're in bezdin. Hashtar, and that's what a shtar does. The whole shiloh that he's talking about here of could you sell a osio zikos bebezira. Let's say I have a shtar of Ruvain owes me $100. And I sell that to you. Could I be mochel or not? Right? Do you? So what the whole shaila is, could the shtar talk even not for the Baal HaShtar? That's the whole shaila there. Right? Because the Baal HaShtar isn't holding it anymore. That's the shaila. There's this magical element of shtar. Is it niknas b'mesira or ain't it niknas b'mesira? That's what the Rav says and expanded upon. Rav Schechter discusses this also from the Rav in Simon Chav Gimel in Eretz Tzvi. But that is all the power of a shtar. The power of a shtar. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we will continue. What kind of shua is this? We'll get to that in a second. Okay, we don't have time to talk about it. Does the power of shtar apply to a ksav yad also, to an IOU? If you have a shtar, if you have a document that just says, doesn't say anything occurred, it just says it's an IOU. Witnesses, no witnesses, that's a big sugya, whether a ksav yad has the power of a shtar, not for now. Continues the Gemara, though. So we said, if it was nanas, you'd have to take a shvua. So to here, you'd have to take a shvua. What type of shvua are we talking about? Josh's question just now. So, the pashtus is, the Yad Ramah says, beferish, this is a shvua de'oraisa. Shvua de'oraisa of shvua sashomrim. Says the Yad Ramah, v'hai shvua de'oraisa, he dumya de shvua de'ne'ensu, de'mechai shvua ha'erish, v'chein alacha. Meaning, Shvua d'oraisa, we know, we mentioned many times, there are three shvua d'oraisas. Shvua eid echad, shvua modu b'miksas, and shvua hashomrim. I have to swear what happened. What's the chiddush of this Gemara? Shvua hashomrim, which we know, I'll mention it now, there are really three parts to shvua hashomrim. You have to take three shvuas. Big discussion in the Rishonim, which is the Iker, which is the Tafel. What are the three shvuas? Shvua, I swear that this is what happened. I swear that it was nanas, and it's not in my Rishus. Number one, shvua that I wasn't posheya, shvua that I didn't use it, shalosh lachti boyad. Every shomer that swears has that triple shvua. Shvua shalena bershuso, meaning it's not in my rishus, and this is what happened. Shvua shalosh pashati bo, shvua shalosh lachti boyad. Because if you were shalach boyad, you're a goslin. Says this Gemara, an expansion of the shvua sashomrim, that also, if you say that, that's what a shomer swears what happened. What if you swear I paid back already? That also was included in the shvua d'oraisa of shvuas hashomrim. That's the Yad Ramah here, and that's the pashtus of the Rishonim, because the Rishonim here say you have to swear p'dikitas chayfetz, which means you have to hold the Sefer Torah, so usually that's a reflection of a shvua d'oraisa. The shach kedarko bakodesh. If anybody wants to see a classic shach, this shach is a classic one. The shach writes in this Simon HaShulchan Aruch, Simon Reis Sadik Vav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din and says you have to swear for the Kitas Chayfetz. Says the shach, obviously this sounds like you take a Shvua D'Araisa. And that's what the Bach says Beferish, and that's what Tosfos seems to, that's what other Rishonim seem to say. But, let me explain to you, and this is classic shach. He first explains, he quotes the 45 Rishonim that argue, and he says, I think it's a Shvuah to Rabbanan here, and these are my 45 proofs, and then he goes in to show how every one of the Rishonim that you think says a Shvuah d'Oraisa, really at root holds a Shvuah to Rabbanan, Ke'ein d'Oraisa. It's a Shvuah to Rabbanan with Nikitas Chayfetz. That's what he says, he calls them Barer, and they're nafgaminas between a Shvuah d'Oraisa and a Shvuah to Rabbanan, Ke'ein d'Oraisa. He quotes that, this is in Reish Tzadik Vav, Sif Katan Gimel. That's the Shachir. His first source is Artosis. Artosis on the third line quotes it as a Shvuah d'Rabbanan. Right, quotes it's a quotes has the lashon of a Shvuah d'Rabbanan. For the lav Shvuah b'yerachinam yilom machayv Shvuah d'Oraisa. He continues, but that is the Shach turns everything on its head. Even though some Rishonim, the Yad Ramah says a beferish, can't argue with that. Can't change that one. But that is the Shach's discussion. One other point, there is a machlok, I just mentioned that there are three shvuah daraises, shvuah eidachad, and eidachad says I'm chayiv money, I have to swear, shvuah modu b'miksas, v'amodu b'miksas, and shvuah ashomrim. There is a machlokas in the Gemara, in Mesechus, Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Zayin, and Baali Tosfos have an argument there. Tosfos here alludes to it. Do we say these are three separate shvuahs, or is what we call Eruv Parshios Kasuv Kan? Because if you look in the Torah, the Parsha of Modi B'Miksas is written in the context of Shvuas HaShomrim. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim. Does a Shomer always have to be Modi B'Miksas in order to be Mechayev Shvuas HaShomrim? Or do you say, no, they're separate. It happens to be written there, but they're all separate. That's a Machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted here, Tosfos on the second line here, on the top Tosfos, refers to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, you're not Chayev Shvuas HaShomrim unless you're also Modi B'Miksas. So he works out how this Gemara, how Rabbeinu Tam reads this Gemara. The Riva there says, no, what are you talking about? The Rambam seems to say, I mean, you have to look at the Rambam, but the Rambam also lists three Shvuah d'Oraisas, but the Riva says, Beferish, that no, you know, there's a Shvuah HaShomrim, you don't have to be Modi B'Miksas. Okay, those are three. We're talking about Shvuah HaShomrim here. We'll have to talk a lot more about it, but that is an important Machlokas just to be aware of. But Vakama Kuv Zayin, Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, and the Riva in a very long Tosfos there. About six lines of Gemara, and the Tosfos takes up the rest of the page. He's claiming Einer Bershusi and I paid you back. Well, he could also claim I wasn't Shalach Boyad before I gave it back and I wasn't poshe on it. But the additional point is that I paid it back. That you never find in Shvuas HaShomrim. Usually it's just, it's out of my rishus because something happened to it. But here, the Chiddush, if you say this is a Shvuah d'Oraisa, which the Shach doesn't want to say, so this is saying that also the Torah allows for I paid back. So Lema have looked at the Hani Tanoi. Let's say this is Din of Rav Chisda. The Rav Chisda answered that the guy would be believed and he would beat the Taina of Shtarcha b'yadi my boy. Maybe that's a machlokas Tanoim. The Hani Tanoi. The Tani the Brisa says Shtarkis a yotzi al yisomim. What does that mean? A Shtarkis. Think back to Ezehu Neshech days. Let's say Reuven gives Shimon money to invest for him. So we have a whole shiloh we had, but we're not going to go into the details again. Zeo Neshech, how do you have that case without a problem of ribis? Because Shimon's going to get work for Reuven, Reuven's going to get a commission, but Reuven's going to get back even more from the tircha that he gives it to the skar tircha. He's not going to have to do any tircha, and he's still going to get extra money back, besides the money that he gives Shimon. So isn't that a case of ribis? The Gemara there explained that really half of it is a milveh and half of it is a pikadon. The Rashbam again quotes the Gemara here. It's called Chatzi Milva Chatzi Pikadon. The Gemara says that gets out of the ribbis problems. Meaning, if I give you $100 to invest for me, 50 of it you have to give me back, period. 50 you have to give me back, period. That's the Chatzi Milva. I lend you money, the principal. Chatzi Pikadon, it depends. If it goes down, then whatever. What happens? It's an onus, and I'm not going to get back that. But if it goes up, then I'm going to get more. Anyway, that's chatzi milva chatzi pikadon. So that's the case here. Reuven has a shtar on Shimon. Reuven gave money to Shimon to invest for him, and you know what? Then Reuven dies. So Shimon's going. I'm sorry, Reuven died. Right, the one who. Let's do the case. Shtar kids a yotzi al yisomim. So I have a shtar, right? Reuven has a shtar against yisomim. The shtar says that I gave you the money and now you have to pay me back. You have to pay me back. I gave you the stuff to invest. Reuven died, like I said, and Shimon has to pay him back. But now Shimon died, right? So now the person who was the investor. The investor was the one that died. And the other person is going, I want the money back. And he goes to the Yisomim instead of the investor. So, Dayanigola Amri Nishbava Gobekula. Dayanigola say he could swear and collect everything. He has a shtar. He could collect everything. V'dayani Eretz Yisrael army nishma v'gov mechsa. And then Eretz Yisrael say, no, only half. So what's this machlokas about? Which half? What half could you collect? So we say, this is a case again of chatzi milveh, chatzi pikadon. So maybe this is a machlokas about, you could for sure collect the chatzi milveh. What about the chatzi pikadon, which is our case of Rav Chisda? You have a shtar against the pikadon. So my, the kuli alma islu de nardoi. Let's assume everybody holds of an ardo, to ami nardoi. And ardo says, hi iska paga milveh paga pikadon. What we had in Be'ezeo Neshach, that you consider this business venture as if it's half a milveh, half a pikadon. And my la, paka miflegi, and this is the machlokas. If I have a shtar that says you owe me $50 because of a milveh, that for sure works. So everybody agrees he could collect that. But the machlokas is about the pikadon side of it. The mar savar, my boy, that's the machlokas, right? So that's the machlokas about Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda's case is a shtar against somebody who says pikadon paid up. So here too, the yisomim, we could claim for the yisomim, our father paid you already, right? Taninan liasmi. So here too, isn't that the machlokas? The Gemara says lo. To koli alma istul Rav Chisda. Maybe everybody would agree to Rav Chisda. What? But here is different. If everybody agrees to Rav Chisda, why is there a shita here that says he would not be able to collect? Damar Savar im Isa de Pare, because one shita said if the father would have paid up already, Meimar Havi Amar, he would have already said it b'shas Misa. He would have said, I know there's a star out there on me and I paid up already. Umar Savar, the other shita opinion says no. Amor Malachamavis Udanse. Maybe no, the Malachamavis took him by surprise. Meaning, he didn't think it was gonna be so quick. So therefore, there's no raya that he didn't talk about it before he died. The Ritva says, what if he died naturally, slowly? Doesn't matter. Still, he might not know that last moment. Shofi, yamos kolkach mehera, p'nai letzavos. So that's the Ritva. Shalach le, vaitir a little bit. Shalach le, refuna bar avin. Hamafke is a chaver b'shtar. V'amaloch sartiv l'chanemon. Right, so Rav Huna bar Avin said, if you're mafked, if you give a pikadon, and he says, I returned it nemon, like Rav Chisda, v'shtar kitz ha-yotzi al yisomim nishma v'govekulo. And if you have a shtar against the yisomim, you're able to collect everything. Meaning, even the chatzi pikadon you're allowed to collect. Right, the shtar wins. The Gemara says, tarti. How does that work? We just said Rav Chisda is against. Rav Chisda says the shtar loses, and this shita, this case is saying the shtar wins. So Gemara says no. Shiny Hasam, the Misa, the Pari, Meimar Avi Amar. As we said before, as we explained the case, Rav Amar Hilchasa. What's the halacha? Nishma v'gova mechsa. Right? Nishma, you swear v'gova mechsa, and you can collect half. Meaning the shtar does not beat the pikadon. Amar Marzutra Hilchasa k'dayani gola. The halacha is like the dayani gola who say nishma v'gova kulo. So Amar Le Ravina Lamar Zutra, Hama Rava Nishma Vagova Mechza. What do you mean? We just said that halacha is the other way. So Amar Le, Anan the Dayane Gola Ifcha Basinan La. We have the other version. We hold the Dayane Gola say only can only collect half, and that's what it means. Just one final point to end with, and that is Tosfos here discusses, and the other Rishonim, why we're saying that could we claim for the Yisomim that it was paid up already? How about could we claim for the Yisomim that it was Ne'anas? Ne'anas would be believed. So why don't we claim ta'anina liyasmi ne'enas? Says Tosfos, an important yisod, first wide line in Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, de milsa de lo shchiachi lo ta'anina liyasmi. You never claim a milsa de lo shchiach for yisomim. De ne'etzu kala islay, because ne'enas, there would have been a kol, and even though the father would have been believed to say ne'enas, but we don't claim that for the yisomim. The Balamar says something very similar. In the back here, in his maskana, he says, "Lo taninu liyasmi kol mai demati avon lemitan." We don't claim for the yisomim everything the father could have claimed. No, we just claim something that is probable, that is a good chance that it could have happened. We don't claim anything. That's Tosfos yisod. Milsa de lo shliach. We don't claim for the yisomim. The Adrama, maybe the Adrama argues. The Adrama says that the reason is that if there was an ones that occurred bisman the father probably would have made it public. Not that it's most of the shtar, but the father would have made it public because he doesn't want a shtar against him and to have to say ones. Therefore, he wouldn't have made it public. There's an interesting discussion I saw here in the Maor Sadaf about what do you claim for posthumous claiming. The discussion here, there was a case where the Shaila was brought to the Tzemach Tzedek, that there was a certain rule in certain German communities that people had to pay taxes based on their earnings, right? And they had every so often to give in a statement of their earnings. and then the collection was done. And it seemed like the collection was given maybe to the, it wasn't to the government, but it was to the Jewish community. You contributed to the Jewish community based on your assets. There was a man who died, and they found in his asset sheets, his private asset sheets, that he made a lot more, he had a lot more than he was claiming in the statements. So the people, the Jewish community was saying, hey, so you got to fork up past, right, tax in arrears, right? You got to fork up past, right, because this guy didn't claim it. So the Yesomim are saying, no, we don't want to give it. We don't want to give it. So do we claim for the Yesomim that maybe he won the lottery right before he died? And that's why he had so much more money right before he died. But not that he always had this. So you don't know. So this was a case brought to the Tzemach Tzedek. He could have become richer just before his death.
Right? Is this a tax that was paid to the Goyish
government? Now it sounds like, again, I didn't see the truth inside. I don't have a Tzemach Tzedek. But it sounds like it was given to the Jewish community. Jewish community. Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmon Simin Chavdalad. Right? So it talks about a case of, about Tainin only asked me, what did we claim for the Yesomim? Okay, and then he quotes that the Chavos Yahir that all claims of sudden enrichment are unrealistic, as most people become wealthy gradually, like Tosfos says, right? Should we assume, I'm reading from the English here, should we assume he opened a fish and found the precious stone like Yosef Moker Shabbos and got rich the last day before he died? Right, so we don't assume that. So maybe you wouldn't be able to say that he got rich, and they would have to pay. That's a discussion in the some of the Achronim. But how far do you take this important Yesod of Tosfos, where only Tanin Eliasmi claims that are Shchiach?
Okay. I find such a sense that normally you can't say Migo, even though Migo is based on something such as Shchiach.
Tosfos says you would a person himself, a person. The Gemara says Migo didn't answer. Migo didn't answer. Right, so you would be able to say a Migo even. Why did the Yesomim say Ones?
The father should have said Ones. So here we're believing based on Migo de Ones.
Migo de Ones, right? What? So why didn't he say Ones? That's all kinds of the Migo. That's all kinds of the Migo. He said this. Why? He could have said it. Not that he would have said it. He could have said it. He could have said it. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, wait a minute, but.